Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
50-minute mark on The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather. That is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's going to be hot all week, in the 90s, pretty much the entirety of the week, and it will be hot tonight as well. And staying clear, the low at 80 degrees. Got home from a week-long vacation yesterday, and when you either rent or own a home, we still just rent as of right now, Dom, but we didn't turn the AC. We turned the AC off when we were gone. I mean, we're going to be gone a whole week. You know, we don't want that electric bill to be super high when we're not even in the house. A cool 86 degrees when we got back yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we had the fans going in the bedroom last night. And by this morning, it got back to where we normally like to have it. We normally have it chilling around like a Jaromir Jagr level. You know, we keep that baby at 68 pretty much all year round. It's Donnie in for the guys this afternoon until 6. We also have PM Team Overtime leading you to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. Dan Zangrilli has that as the Pirates are in Milwaukee tonight, beginning a series against the Milwaukee Brewers. 7:40 first pitch. Dom DiTomaso is with me behind the glass, and we are about a month away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. We've already seen one massive MLB trade in the last couple of weeks. Rafael Devers going to the Giants, then hitting his first home run for San Francisco, conveniently against his old team, the Red Sox, doing that last week. The Pirates will certainly be a seller at the deadline, a position they find themselves in far too often. The feeling last year was a little bit more fun, I would say. They were a buyer, a small buyer, but a buyer nonetheless, because they were actually in it. They were in the thick of things. You go back and look, this time last year, the Pirates were in the thick of things in the National League playoff race. It was fun. It was fun to see what this team did for the first half of the 2024 season. Then it went crashing down to earth very badly the last couple of months, and that carried into a horrific start to 25, and it cost Derek Shelton his job ultimately after 38 games with the club. But last year, around this time, in the midnight hour of the trade deadline in 2024, the Pirates grabbed Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Brian De La Cruz. That won't be the case this season. In fact, by this year's deadline, they could already be parting with the two notable names that they acquired about a year ago. De La Cruz was dumped after the season. He did very, very little in a Pirates uniform. His time in Pittsburgh will be forgotten if it's not already. It'll be up there with the Lonnie Chisenhall type tenures with the Pirates, although to De La Cruz's credit, I guess he at least played in some games and wore the uniform for them. But the Pirates did not make a mistake by letting him go in a move that some may have thought, I think I even mentioned it a few times, like, oh, watch, this guy will go to the Braves and he'll end up having 20 home runs and the Pirates will look like idiots. Because, yeah, unfortunately, that tends to happen from time to time. Not in this case. De La Cruz has been horrible with Atlanta this season. He has spent some time in the minors. He has zero home runs. He has an OPS of 453. He has a slugging of 213, one of the only people in baseball to actually have a worse slug than Ke'Bryan Hayes. He also is hitting just 191 on the season. So they did not make the mistake with Brian De La Cruz. IKF, a little bit of a different story. He hit 292 with an OPS plus of 114 in Toronto last season when the Pirates acquired him. He was having by far his best offensive season. He didn't quite carry that over here, but he's had a decent year, I would say. He's been cold as of late, colder as of late, but still hitting 275. He was around 300 or over a couple of weeks ago. OPS plus of 84, so a little down from where he was, but not a bad player by any means. A decent bat to have late in your lineup. The Pirates, and I assume any team that would try to acquire IKF's talents, would have him at 8 or 9 in their batting order. He also has use in the field and can play several different spots, even though he's mostly been a shortstop while in Pittsburgh. He was one of the names that Dan brought up 15 to 20 minutes ago and said, I wouldn't quite put him at the level of Andrew Heaney, who is a near guarantee to be gone. I would say Heaney's about 99.9% that he's out of here. There's always that 0.1% that could say otherwise. IKF, I bet as we get closer and closer, that percentage will rise. Knowing his abilities in the field and knowing how he could contribute to a contender, even in a bench role, even in a super utility fill-in role, I think IKF, Adam Frazier, they both fit into the category more so of guys that will be gone within the next month. Bob Nightingale is reporting that the Yankees and Giants have their eyes on IKF and thinks it's logical that he will be available at the deadline. He should be. Where the Pirates are at, even though IKF has been a nice player to watch in Pittsburgh, it just makes sense for that to happen. Expiring contract, they didn't take advantage of having a good team while he was here. Do I like him? Yeah, I do. But it would be smart business having a 30-year-old utility man having a pretty solid season at the plate if a contender gives you a phone call and gives you a pretty good offer, I would say take it. But who else will be in that spot? I mentioned Heaney. He's as good as gone. He will follow that lineage of Ben Cherington, lefty veteran starters that are signed and then dealt by late July. Adam Frazier, another name I just mentioned, having a good enough season to garner interest elsewhere. Hitting 254 again, can play all over the place in his age 33 season, has a few home runs, has knocked in 20. He can be a bench guy for a contending team down the stretch. I think there are a few relievers that could and probably should be dealt by next month's deadline. Dan and I went over a few of those names. Caleb Ferguson, he's a pending free agent. He's a lefty. Those always are a little bit more prone to moves around this time of year. An ERA under 3 in over 33 innings. David Bednar has refound his form. He looks a lot better. The eye test and the numbers back that up. I would almost vote to take a trade on him sooner rather than later, just in case he falls off the wagon a little bit in the next 30-plus days. And I say that while saying that Bednar deserves a lot of credit for getting back to form or close to it, because things were ugly last season. He looked like a lost cause to start this season. That first series in Miami was difficult to watch. I know it's hard to put everything on him, but still, it was difficult to watch him early this season. But the ERA is down to just above 3. He has pitched just under 27 innings of relief, has 10 saves on the season in sort of a part-time closer role because he's splitting those duties with another guy that should be on the move, and that's Dennis Santana, who did get suspended last week. Dan painting a different picture than what the video put out there on social media showed, but nonetheless, you just hope that what happened last week doesn't soften that market, because he has been mostly nails for the Buccos in 2025. 1.62 ERA over 33 innings, and I said a handful of saves to his credit as well. So both Bednar and Santana will be attractive to teams that think they are missing a late inning bullpen arm. Maybe not a closer. But if a team out there thinks, hey, we need a guy for the seventh, we need a guy for the eighth, spots that will be high leverage in the postseason, the Pirates have two. Santana, absolutely. And Bednar, given how he has pitched as of late, getting back to himself. I think there will be teams calling for both of those guys, and I think it would be in the best interest if the Pirates moved on from those guys. You can piecemeal together a bullpen a little bit easier than you can a 1-9 in your batting order. The Pirates seem to be piecemealing their batting order and mostly have a bullpen figured out. They have it kind of backwards. The pitching is pretty figured out. For the Buccos, it's the offense that is way, way, way behind. But they should take advantage of having some arms that will garner interest. And there's plenty of reason to believe why Ben Cherington won't get the best back. I know that's a concern for people. That shouldn't make you afraid to trade anybody, though. That would put you in a very difficult spot as an organization. Do I want him in charge of the trade deadline? Absolutely not. But the problem is, that's what it's going to be. Having the conversation about guys like Santana and Bednar is a whole lot different than having this conversation about Paul Skeens that popped up early in the season. That's a trade I would never trust Ben Cherington to make. But you have to allow something and someone to be dealt. You can't just sit back on your hands and say, well, we don't trust the GM to make trades, so we will continue to have decent pieces on a bad baseball team get wasted and not be able to get anything in return. Some of those returns could be long shots. They could be those 17-year-old shortstops that got picked up internationally from the Dominican Republic who never see the light of day in Major League Baseball. Yeah, you get those. And maybe those returns happen more often than you would like, but you have to at least take a shot with a few of these guys that you have, that even if they are under control, you have to ask, will they be on the team when this team is ready to contend? I mentioned Bailey Falter a few weeks ago on Bucco Talk. I brought his name up to Dan a little bit ago. That's not an idea that I'm necessarily in love with. I'm not married to that because he's done well here, but he is a lefty who often get overpaid for. He is still under team control for the next couple of years. That is attractive to people. I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't at least take phone calls on that. So the Pirates are going to the deadline as sellers. Who should be on the table for them to get rid of? Who should be on the trade block? I say Heaney, Santana, Bednar, probably IKF and Adam Frazier. They are the easy ones to go. So we have five in that category. How many am I missing? Would you add Falter? Would you add Mitch Keller? Would you add anybody else on the offensive side? 412-928-9370. I want to take some of your calls on that. Pirates trade deadline chatter about a month away, coming up next at 412-928-9370. A weekend review coming up at 3:30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.